that. You know what I mean? Marvin
Earth, playing. Earth, Wind & Fire was a big one that was played. That was on heavy rotation.
Right.
A lot of funk. And it's crazy how hip-hop just bursts from so many different genres, man. And like, just, you know, there's artists that started in the 80s that didn't really have a lot of artists to look up to from hip-hop. They just got their inspiration from, like, jazz. And I feel like we took a piece of what we grew up with, you know, and hip-hop as well from artists we listen to. But, you know, music is just like, as you say, it's universal, man. It's a big universe in music. And we definitely got to protect that and make sure we keep that natural.
Indeed. Yeah, no AI.
No.
So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into the Data Eats. Now tell the audience, man, like what
Data Eats.
What's give them a little, you know, synopsis on what they about to hear.
Man, so Data Eats, you know, this was a old Japanese game company. You know, I like to sprinkle each project with a little bit of, you know, video game action or, you know, little gems that people could pick up on if you know what it is. But Data Eats is like, I wanted to set it off with just a simple beat, but like something with some more energy to kind of charge you up. And in the beginning, there's a vocal clip of Maurice Bishop, rest in peace, from Grenada. And
you gotta let the people know who Maurice Bishop.
Maurice Bishop, man, that was the guy, man. You know, a leader that stood for the people in Grenada, and he wasn't trying to bow down to the superpowers of, you know, the U.S. Mm. You know, he was definitely doing his thing. Cuba was a part of it, and he was trying to make a dynasty between the different islands. And, you know, powerful speeches are still on YouTube. Got assassinated in 1983.
Mm.
So I felt, you know, if I'm going to start off with something that's more powerful, you know, and that represents my family and myself, you know, I wanted to start it off with that, you know, just like, you know, because it really just comes down to money. You know, I think with politics and superpowers trying to control everything, I felt like gold is a natural thing. And now we're just printing pieces of paper with dead presidents on it and dead prime ministers and so forth, man. And, you know, so, you know, I start off with Maurice Bishop, a vocal clip, and then I get into it, and then first line I said, this got me feeling like Mansa Musa.
Yep.
Who's the man? Understand, I got plans to maneuver, we'll never lose ya. You know, Mansa Musa, if you don't know, you should know.
The richest man to walk the earth, you know. Not even Bill Gates and Musk can combine them
the
and they're not, you know what I mean? Like, man, Ghana.
I talk about African kings in this song, and like, just gold is what it is, man. I don't want to take too long on explaining what the song is, so you could just hear it for yourself. But this is Data Eats.
Data Eats, man. You heard it first, baby, right here. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. Let's get it popping, y'all. Boop, 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 boop.
Was a Boston Tea Party, was a very bloody Tea Party.
What's up, y'all? It's got me feeling like Mansa Musa. Who's the man? Understand, we got plans to maneuver. We'll never lose ya. Landed in Japan from Vancouver. Connected with Cedar, he the producer. Something they not used to. Future so bright, they can't see it like Medusa. But you could get some that's too far. One blaze the booth up. Coca rum mixed with Sambuca. For my kinfolk, I got your back like a loofah. I never been a loser. I had to touch everything I touch. Turned to gold, convertible, raised the roof up. Now I got the suit up. Told me lace your boots up. Get out and try to hang out. They used to put the noose up. A dollar ain't a thing. Came for kings. Goes back to old silver goldfish. Out the truth from Bermuda. That's not Barracuda. And this ain't ludicrous. And this year disappeared like Eddie from the Cruisers. We'll be right back.
Right on. Yeah. You know that daddy love you, son. About to lay you down in your crib. Just finished rolling one. I know you see me moving with thug. And loaded guns, and all these women other than your mother, she wasn't the only one that I was out here loving on. Topic for another song. Father helped me pin my pen, I write another wrong. Sometimes you gotta step on some to step up to the throne. Where I lay my hat was my home, Papa's a rolling stone. I put the smoke on the coke in the blender for you. You know I rob all the robbers, kill all the killers for you. I pray you grow up and be a doctor just like my brother. You ain't gotta f*** with this life, I already lived it for you. Bullets to my enemies, I sent them with love. I took an oath to the, so you win it by blood. They might say about your daddy and they might label it. But when I die, you gon' forever see my face in the mirror. Gangsta Kane.
Triple X like exhibit, and I don't really care if you feel it. Cause either way you press play, everybody catching feelings. It's crazy what the skin has been in through. Never knew how hard I pushed through. Man, I'm so obsessed with my craft that I'm losing it fast. Now my friends are invisible, Caillou. Yeah, I gave it all for the culture, gave it all for the crew. Gave it all just to give it to you. I swear I believe in hip-hop. I be, I live, I breathe and give, I see you spit. So you know what it is? And that's my manifesto. If they want it, they could get it gusto. And all my ladies really cutthroat. If somebody wanted more than us, tell me where they at, though.
I can't call it. We live through a period I can only call historic. Conspiracy or not, government plot. It was a worldwide quarantine. And if you managed to stay alive, you learned. I stayed in the crib with my wife and threw things was out of order. We made a beautiful daughter. From tragedy came a blessing. And yeah, some days was depressing. But in hindsight, I used the time to get my mind right and got focused. And I swore this wouldn't break me, only make me stronger. When the sun came out, I tossed my mask. I'd forgotten what you looked like. I missed a beautiful smile and said a prayer for all the souls that's lost. And maybe this was a warning from a higher power for us to show love to mankind. Over really don't matter. Family and health, that's the greatest of wealth. I hope you use the time to try to heal yourself and understand every day's a blessing. No second guessing, no stressing, loving and caressing. Today's lesson, yeah.
Pressure is needed. If you trying to make a diamond. So adversity got me shining while I'm climbing over obstacles. Only through the struggle is it better me. Possible is logical, but many try to skip this process. Perfection not the aim, I just focus on the progress. Take the first step, then another one. Patience is needed, but that's the main ingredient some be running from. Instant gratification is the main goal, but comfort and ease can lead to sickness of the soul. It's all about balance, gotta challenge yourself to find the treasure deep within. If you're looking for wealth, if you're looking for help, I'll be the man to lend a hand. Food for the spirit so you understand the plan to recognize the truth and your purpose. Answer to these questions can only be found beneath the surface.
I really like that new Nas album.
Serious.
Bro, this beat right here in my life, crazy, man. Only here on One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. It's your host, Supreme Freedom Maker, A-Hard Body Dreams, alongside G-U-I.
L-T-Y.
Transmuted through your system and you still get high.
Uh-huh. Black brilliance illuminating another conscious
knowledge. CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby SFU, top of the hill. And we at the top of the hill with the king of the hill, J.K. Bow, 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 bow.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you.
I know, man. We hype, right?
We hype.
Yeah, we hype, bro.
I like you.
You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, look, man, we celebrate the progress. You know what I mean?
Big
right?
word, big word.
Celebrating the progress, never retaining nonsense. We here to elevate your
conscious.
Come on, man. Y'all know what time it is, baby. So so look, man, we started it off with the Data East.
So,
off of the Ken album.
Man, it's a Moosa song.
Come on, man. Then we had that joint by Freddie Gibbs off of the Alchemist album. Then we had that joint by Keisha Fresh. Canadian female artists, you know, we got to play a little bit more Canadian female artists because, you know, it seems like they ain't really getting much play out here. You know what I mean? So we ran that. And then we had that Sadat X, K-Ski, K-Rec.
Can't call it.
Come on, can't call it.
Rank on the beat. You know what I'm saying?
So what's up, Big J? Yo, I want to hear some of your influences, man, other than Naughty by Nature. Have you had any other influences, man, along the way?
Find over time, man. I just really appreciate just his input in hip hop. And I realize just how influenced I've been from his music. Illmatic definitely, I would say that It Was Written influenced me a bit more than Illmatic. But I appreciate, of course, you know, we don't have to talk about Illmatic. It is what it is. That's a 10 classic.
Up, 10 down.
That's a classic. You can't touch it. It Was Written was like, man, it was just like a Nas that was just like sharp, you know, just a, you know, just like with a different type of style, and like his pen game was just, it's crazy. So that's definitely one influence. Wu-Tang, you know, I like the lyricist, I like the wordplay, you know. Wu-Tang would be like Inspector Deck because he had the syllables.
I can see.
Yeah, okay. You know, like, for example, I remember Deck had this one line. I leave scientists mentally scarred, triple extra large, wildlife rock stars
who smash guitars.
Just that wordplay of the syllables, man.
Above the clouds.
Man, and then you had, like, Raekwon, of course, and GZA. But, yeah, it was like New York to me was just, that's like the mecca of hip hop. It is the birthplace, and so it has always been that area, that type of sound. But then, you know, California, you would have artists like Hieroglyphics, and you know, they appreciated the craft of it, the art value. So anything that has that art value of just writing, you know, sharp lines, to me, that's like something that I can appreciate. You don't have to be on an international scale, but if you're bringing that to the table and listen, and I'm gonna get something from it. Man, the list kind of goes on, but I would say those three artists or groups inspire me the most. Yeah, definitely.
It's a good three pack, for sure.
You know, for sure. Hands down, man. You know, Nas is, you know, Nas is like.
Nas is like.
You got that? Yeah, man. I mean, Nas is.
Talent.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you spit that, you know.
15, 16.
You know what I mean, bro? Right? Just a hood journalist. You know, even in Prodigy's book, man, he talked about, like, nobody can be Nas. Nobody can be Nas. You know what I mean? Even Prodigy was like, nah. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get ate up, right? That's crazy. Distro deals to massive deal, right? Or you know, even that new email, right? So, Davies, you know what I mean? I think the Ghostface album too was
Raekwon, yeah. So Big L,
yeah, Big L, which was kind of
yeah. I've had that conversation with. About, you know, the, as they say, it's an attack on art itself. But at the same time, I don't think we're going anywhere too soon. When I say we, I mean like us, the people that create. You know, as we were saying earlier on the live, on the Instagram live, just life itself would just throw things at us, you know. And we could write about that. There's always, as you said, there's always something to write about. That itself, there's some value to it versus, you know, typing in some scenario that AI will flip. You know, but people can really relate to that and understand, you know, you go through, you know, whatever it is, you know, hardship, breakups. That's one topic that's never gonna go away, you know, because you know, how many love songs can they keep making? You know, love songs are not the same, like. Back in the days, like Marvin Gaye and, like, you know,
Teddy Pendergrass.
Luther Vandross.
You know, and like, you go further back to Motown, and like, love is just one topic. I think, you know, heartbreak is just something that people are always going to go through. And I think that's an area that AI, they can imitate it very well, of course. Certain details, man. If you come from a city that people listen to you, they're gonna understand exactly what you mean when you're going through a hard day, or you know, you and your shorty break up or whatnot. So, just that's my take. AI, you know, there's a lot of negatives, and I know there's some pros to it. I don't really hear much about the positive side to it, but I know technology-wise, I'm sure. You know, we're going to see it in the future, you know, like ChatGPT. I would say for translating, you know, me living in Japan and Korea, it's crazy what AI could do and how it translates it, you know, what you're trying to see out there. So it's a game changer.
So okay, with the artists in Asia region like that, and are they using AI, or they still coming with the like soul, like somebody's soul? Because that's what I find. There's AI, which, like, you know, of course he's gonna be a great writer, but are you gonna have the soul? Are you gonna have that feeling?
Exactly.
You know. Exactly. So how is it out there? Has AI taken over?
That's a good question. I haven't been back to Asia probably about 10 years, so I just have to ask the people that I'm in contact with. But I think for Japan, always known to be a technology kind of driven place, I think so it is. I think it's just going to get more involved in like the day-to-day convenient things, you know, like shopping or driving, you know. China especially, I've never been to China, but they got cities that are like all AI, like AI cities, you know, just like scan your wrist type of things like that, and you know, face augmentating, like just reading people's faces as they walk down the public street or crossing the road. I think they're really going to just get it involved into the society of just everyday living, not just on your phone, man. Art itself, you know, I can't really speak too much about. I don't think they use it in the music, because they really appreciate like African culture, American culture, Caribbean culture. They just always appreciate originality and just what's real. Japan is always known for just having something that's official, not fake. You can see that because their clothing, that's one area that they kind of. Keeping the quality real. You know, the denim out there is crazy. You know, if you buy a pair of Japanese jeans, you'll see it. You know, so quality is really big in Japan. I can only speak for that country. In Korea, I can speak for it. But the music, I don't really think they're gonna get involved too much with AI.
So how was your experience in Korea?
Man. It was actually a blessing, because people treated me more as like a local than I expected, man. Like they showed me a lot of love, man. Yeah, I thought it was gonna be the other way around. Like, you know, people are not gonna wanna talk to me, you know, I'm gonna be in the grocery store trying to figure out what's what. But you know, the people were just really genuine, and you know, they showed me love, they helped me out when, you know, I had to like figure out how to read, you know, certain things, or, you know, find directions. So it was good, man. Honestly, I have nothing bad or ill to say about Korea. Maybe my ex, but, you know.
We all got one of those.
Nah.
Y'all got one of those.
You know, it was, you know, I won't go into that area, though. But no, it's all love. Her family was cool. They showed me love, man. And, you know, it was amazing. It was a blessing. I would say to anybody to go see East Asia, you know, and Japan, Korea.
So what? So tell me. Okay. So tell us some of the, you know, for the audience that's never been there. Tell us some of the differences and the similarities between the Japanese culture and the Korean culture.
Man, you know what? Japan, I lived in first. I lived in that country first. And I thought it was going to be the same or similar, and it was actually the complete opposite. I would say the similarities is the tradition that's in everyday living. You know, things like when you go to work, when you show up, the greetings you got to say when you leave work. But, man, it's a personality of the people. I find in Korea, they're a bit more upfront and just vocal. And I, you know, us being West Indian folks, we can relate to that. You know, they're in your face. You know what I mean? Like, we'll be walking down the street and like, you know, dude, you know, he had a little bit of soju, you know, he's feeling good. He'll just like start talking to you and like start giving you food from the market. Like, he'll go in and buy some food for you just to, you know, say sit down and talk, you know, and they're just very upfront. And you know, they're not shy where Japan is, you know, for a big city like Tokyo, I found people were very reserved. And they didn't really want to talk to you because, like, everyone's just trying to get to where they're trying to get to. And, but, you know, it was a good life-changing experience in both places. And, you know, I just hold on to it. That's why I always kind of embedded in the music. And I'm trying to do some more music about Korea, you know, in the future. I got some upcoming projects. So I'll see how that goes.
We're gonna see you on the K-pop singles here soon or what?
It's some soul. Shout out to Soul City, man. Incheon as well. A lot of good, amazing hip hop artists out there in Korea, man. They're hungry.
You been to Gangnam Style or what?
I went to Gangnam, chill, walk around, you know. It's like, you know, it's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that was like.
That was running, bro. That was running.
He eating for life.
I was out there when that song, after that song came out, maybe like a few months.
Yeah.
And man, that guy got so much like.
Oh man.
Like commercials, like he got so much checks off that track. Like he was in, you know, for LG, Samsung commercials, ramen, instant ramen. That's big out there. You know, and I remember like you know, those UFO catches that you get like a little toy, a stuffed animal that you have to use a joystick and push a button. And anyways, his song would be playing out of those things, little arcade machine. So he was like the king of Korea, at that time. And he's good, as you said. He's for life.
That was a time, man.
They got a powerful movement for music, without a doubt.
Major.
That's another thing that stood out was their music industry. It was really, really organized to the point that you could not ignore it. It was everywhere. You know, people were getting into record labels for hip hop, K-pop, you know, soul. They got jazz. They got funk groups. They got punk. Everyone's just making music out there, man. I didn't really see that too much in Japan. Japan was more about the fashion and dancing, choreography. That's big in Japan. The music, I really related to Korea. I'd love to go back. One of these days, I'm going to go back and connect with people. Yeah, man, that's pretty much, I would say, what I saw.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So, shout out to Korea.
Shout out to Korea, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Korea.
North and South, right?
Man. So we're gonna run this next tune off of your album, bro. Talk to us about it, man.
This next one is KIN featuring A-Sun Eastwood from Toronto. Shout out to Toronto, my guy, man.
Sick.
He heard this while it was being mixed, and it was kind of a last minute collaboration. So Jesse Green Beats, it was the dude who mixed this whole project out there in Toronto. So that's another step I'm trying to get to, is start connecting with people out there. But this next one, you know, I'm KIN. I break it down with the acronym. You know, there's not really anything more to say than that. So, you know, that's what it is, KIN.
Break it down. Man, JK, man.
Keep it natural.
We live right now, baby. We live. 1:06 Blitz. You know what time it is. We're going to run a quick PSA and get into this hot joint by my man, J. Kim.
Kimbo.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to